We find ourselves in the 3 weeks, and we're mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in this time period, we're thinking about what it means to be in the Golah, what it means to be in exile. And in order to understand what it means to be in the Golah, in exile, we have to understand what it means to be in Geula, what it means to be in redemption. Because if you think about it, these two words, Geula and Golah, while they mean the opposite of each other, Geula meaning redemption, Golah meaning exile, the words themselves are almost exactly the same. The only difference is that the word Geula contains the letter Aleph, and the word Golah does not. So what does it mean that these two words, two opposites of each other, are almost identical to each other in spelling, with the one difference being the letter Aleph? And I think what the message is that the word Geula contains letter Aleph because the letter Aleph represents the Alufo Shel Olam, the master of the universe, which the letter Aleph often represents. And the idea is that the real difference between Geula and Gola, between redemption and exile, is a person's perspective in life. You know, there's a quote attributed to John Milton. John Milton said that the mind is its own place, and in itself can make a Gan Eden of Gehenim a Gehenim of Gan Eden. Obviously, he doesn't use the Hebrew. But what John Milton is saying is that two people could have the exact same life, the exact same situation, and depending on their perspective, depending on their outlook, will make all the difference of whether their life is a Gan Eden or their life is a Gehenim, whether their life is a Gola, an exile, or whether their life is a Geula, or a redemption. The letter Aleph, whether or not you see Hashem present in your life or not, is the difference between Geula and Gola. They tell a story about two Jews in Treblinka entering the Treblinka death camp during the Holocaust. And it was actually known that on the sign entering Treblinka, there was a paroches. There was a curtain from the Aron Kodesh on the sign entering Treblinka. And on this paroches, it said, Zeh Hashar La Hashem Tzadikim Yavau Vo. This is the gate of God. The righteous shall pass through it. And two Jews were passing under this sign at the same time. And they had very different reactions to this. One of them said, how could it be that something that represents the Torah, the paroches, is found to be in the lowest place in the world, in Treblinka? How could it be that this is the gate of God? This is the opposite of the gate of God. And that person renounces Judaism right then and there. He couldn't fathom that this was the gate of God. But the other person, when he saw this paroches, when he saw this sign, had the opposite reaction. He said, you know what? I'm going to die, but now I know I'm going to die al kiddush Hashem. Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavau Vo. Going through this gate is the ultimate kiddush Hashem. I'm going to die as a proud Jew. And in that exact moment, these two people's lives were very different from each other, despite the fact that they were going through the same thing. And the same is true in our lives as well. How we interpret events is the real determinant factor of whether we are in Geula or whether we're in Gola. If we realize that the Aleph, the Alufu Shel Olam, is always present in our lives, despite whatever comes across us, that is what it means to be truly living in Geula.